keeping the kitchen clean, sink clean. Flylady.net has a theory that if you keep your kitchen sink clean, it gives you a sense of control over your life. I wonder if it matters if it's specifically making your bed.
You know, one thing is I learned from my dad. My dad was a very successful businessman. And one of the things he did is before he left work every day, he made sure that his desk was completely cleared of any clutter. And when he would come back the next day, he would start fresh. And so when you come to my office here at WRJN, when I start my day, when I end my day, it is perfectly clear. And then when I come in the morning, all right, it's a fresh start. These little things, you talk about it not being complicated. It's not that complicated, Jambone.
Exactly. It's those things that give us that feeling of control and mastery in our life. And they don't have to be big steps. They encourage us to take the next step.
She is author and life coach Jan Bowen from Bellingham, Washington. She wrote the book, It's Not That Complicated. Why'd you become a life coach?
I fell into it sideways. I worked in business for a long time, and I got out of that because I was traveling hundreds of thousands of miles a year. And when I got out of it, I missed it because I loved my work. It was just the travel that caused me to leave it. And I started consulting, which was fine. I enjoyed it. But what I ended up really doing was coaching the people that I was consulting with. And a man that I used to work with said to me, Jan, why don't you just become a coach? It's what you're always doing anyway. And he was a third-party person that I would bring in to do work with me when I was in a corporation. And he said, that's what you were always doing before when you were with the company also. And I, you know, dismissed it, really. And I said, no, John, I don't do that stuff. And he said, yeah, it's what you've always done. And I thought about it, and I realized he was right. And then I spent the next year getting certifications and doing it more intentionally. And I looked back, and I realized that it really had been something that, if you put a different label on it, if you consider it an aspect of teaching or mentoring, coaching, whatever, in some way I'd been doing all my life, even when I was very young or in high school.
Well, something that I tell folks all the time is that everybody has a life coach in their life. They just don't realize it many of the times. And oftentimes, those life coaches don't know what they're doing and don't have their act together, but they're still coaching them. It's really important, beautiful humans, to have people in your life and to be listening to voices, to folks who have done the reading, who have done the research, who are manifesting some level of achievement in their own life and have something to say. You can look for a quality life coach on purpose. And we see all the time, one of the reasons I love athletics, Jan, is because it's so reflective of real life. And you have certain coaches in athletics that they can take their program to any team, to any city, and they're going to find success. Other coaches get to that level as a head coach, and they find absolutely no success. Sometimes they get rehired over and over again. We were talking earlier about the former Chicago Bear and Tampa Bay head coach, Lovie Smith. He had relative success in Chicago, no success in Tampa, and now he got rehired again because he's a former NFL head coach. The University of Illinois just hired him. Why is it that some coaches can plug in their formula almost into any situation and have success?
Well, I do think it varies, and I'm not a proponent of programs like that. In fact, I think that gets back to why I believe in personalized templates. Now, for teams, I think some programs are effective because I think as a team, there's a dynamic that exists in all teams. But once you dig deeper, and I haven't coached athletics, so I'm a little out of my depth there, but I have done a lot of teamwork in organizations, and I don't know if they differ. Not having experience in athletics, I don't know if they differ. So I can speak to organizations in teamwork. There's a dynamic that exists at that level, But once you get into the level of individuals communicating past the team, it does personalize. And so there's only a certain amount of effectiveness that can work within certain contexts. So if a team is, I consider there's five levels of effectiveness in a team. If somebody's at, if a group is at level three, there's individuals that are exhibiting certain behaviors, and they need some coaching on how to make those behaviors more effective. You know, they may or may not be receptive to that input. Not everybody is. Not everybody's ready to take the steps to be more positive in their approach. So if those people are not, that isn't going to result in a more dynamic team. Now, maybe somebody else is ready to step into the place and the team can go forward. That's great. But if they're not, then something has to blow up in that whole organization. I don't know if that transfers into athletics.
Oh, sure, it translates into athletics. Okay. I think a good coach, whether they're coaching a team or an individual, takes that individual person's template into consideration. You've got to. But there are certain principles that I'm sure you share with your clients that are universal, yes?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, yeah, because we're humans, you know, and humans are here with a certain joint purpose and a certain dynamic that we all share. Absolutely.
Other than what we heard from Dr. Randall Bell, what would be the number one bit of advice that universally you would give a client that you were coaching?
To take the time to tune within. I mean, a lot of us allow the external stuff that we deal with in life to overwhelm. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time to just take a few minutes to listen to what's already within. It can be drive time. It can be time you're, you know, preparing coffee or tea or a meal, anything. Just take a few minutes at the very least to tune within.
How do you do that?
Just be quiet and turn off the media for a few minutes, turn off the mental negativity, all the input from outside influences, and just pay attention to what your own thoughts and gut feelings are.
Turn off the media? No, never. Turn off the radio? Never.
I said a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
A few minutes.
All right,
minutes.
That's acceptable.
Social media.
That's cool.
Yeah.
She is Jan Bowen. She is the author of It's Not That Complicated from Bellingham, Washington. She's going to be at Village Books in Fairhaven, Washington, a week from Saturday, March 19th, for a book signing and a reading. And really appreciate your time, Jan, and as always, enjoyed it very much.
Thank you very much. I love being on the show, Glenn. Really appreciate it.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
WRJN covers the world at 11 o'clock.
Honoring Nancy, Democratic Town Hall. I'm